In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 31, 8, 14, 1932. And Jesus says, the Heavenly Father generates me continuously, and I, his Son, feel continuously generated in the Father. The celestial Father generates me and loves me. I am generated and love him, and from one and the other proceeds love, proceeds the Holy Spirit. This generative act, without ever ceasing, are enclosed in all our admirable knowledges, our secrets, our beatitudes, the times, our dispositions, our powers and wisdom, everything that eternity encloses in one single generative act that forms the whole eternity of our being. So Jesus is saying this act, this oneness with God, to be generated, Jesus says, is now what he wants to do with humanity. He wants to regenerate us. That word regeneration is such a beautiful thing, because it's to go back to where Adam was before the fall. This is the thing that's so beautiful, so wonderful. And our God is showing us that when through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now with the likeness of God, this is what he wants us to enter into, is with this great gift of the divine will. And he's teaching us as much as we want or as little as we want. He has given us the book of heaven. He says, I don't care who gave it to you. He says, this was God's plan in the beginning of time, that you would have this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies that he wants us to participate in. So in Volume 31, 9, 4, 1932, my daughter, my divine will has the virtue of making the centralization of the whole human being in one single act. So here he's saying he wants us to participate in this new beginning. The divine will has the virtue of making the centralization of the whole human being in the one single act of God. So it's not going to be our will anymore. It's going to be his will. It's not going to be doing things my way, but it's going to be doing things the way the Lord has asked, the Lord has desired from the beginning of time, that this happiness that he is calling humanity to re-enter into is what he planned from the beginning. And he said to Louisa, basically, I've predestined you. I've chosen you to live at this time because this is the miracle of miracles that's going to happen for humanity. This divine miracle, this divine healing that's coming. So he says in Volume 31, 9, 4, 1932, if it operates with its unitive virtue, it centralizes in the soul, in the thoughts, in the heart, in the steps, in everything, in such a way that the creature feels that it is not only in the work, but in that whole of her being is invested by its divine operating strength, feeling the empire of my divine will operating. And in everything that the soul does, it does one single thing. So every thought, every word, every deed, we enter into that prime act of God. This is why when we begin to understand this great gift of the divine will, all we want is to enter the prime act of God. All we want is to enter heaven while on earth, to participate in God. He is saying, he says to Louisa, basically what the priest says every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water into the chalice, may we share in the divinity of Christ, that drop of water fuses and diffuses, that drop of water, if you want to say, dissolves in the wine and becomes wine. And so with what God is asking of us is to really begin to live this abundant life where God is reigning, God is ruling. And this is what's so beautiful. It says, you feel the empire of my divine will operating in everything, does one single thing. We enter into that prime act of God. Volume 31, 10, 9, 1932. When our divine will does an act that must serve for the universal good of all, it puts no one aside. Making use of its omnipotence, it gathers everything together, the creatures, the acts of theirs, except for sin, because evil does not enter into our divine acts. And it performs the act it wants to do. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. You take a deep breath, and Jesus says, I will breathe in your breathing. I will take you at your word. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, I will beat in your heart beating. I don't want the human to do this in its fallen state. I want the human to do it in its glorified state, the sanctification that God is planning to give to humanity. This true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. And that's why he's asking us, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? So he says, see, your acts also contributed. You placed your part, therefore by right, you are her daughter and we are her son. And the Virgin Queen is by right, your mother, our mother, Mary. But do you know why we use this way in issuing this holy creature to the light? To renew the whole creation, to love the whole creation with new love, and to place everyone and everything in sanctity as though under the wings of this celestial creature and Mother Mary. So what we're experiencing is the true life of Mary, the true life of Jesus, the new Adam and the new Eve. And he says very clearly, we use in this way the holy creature, Mary, to renew the whole creation, to love it with a new love, a mother's love, to place everyone and everything in safety in heaven again, though under the wings of the celestial mother, Mary. So again, we have a great blessing of Mary. And when we really begin to read all the proofs of sacred scripture of who our Blessed Mother is, we'll be astonished. Everything that the Catholic Church says about the Blessed Mother is scriptural, basically. It's there. And as we read, as we study sacred scripture, we learn more about this new way of love, this new and divine way of Mary's love for humanity. It's so beautiful. So Jesus says, we never do our works as isolated, but we always start from our one and only act, the prime act of God. And while it is one, it unites everything and does everything as if all were one alone. This is our omnipotence. This is our creative strength to do everything and to find everything and to do good to all in one single act, the fiat lux. Now, what is coming upon the earth, this new and divine way of holiness, is what God has planned from the beginning of time. This new and divine way of holiness, this new and abundant life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is what's coming upon the earth. And Jesus is asking us to begin to live this abundant life. He's really asking us, would you be willing to say yes to this new and abundant way of living? And when we say yes, God goes, good. Watch what I am going to do. So in the human, we always make mistakes. In the human, we got to go to confession. And we still go to confession. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to avoid the near occasions of sin. I might want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid any near occasion of sin. So what God is asking of us is he's asking us, do you want more? Do you now want to live this life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary? And that's what sanctification is. That's what's coming upon the earth. This new and divine way of holiness that the saints longed for, but because they didn't have Louisa, they couldn't live it, because this is the gift that Jesus breathed into Louisa. And now Jesus wants to breathe it into us. Volume 31, 10, 16, 19, 32. O power of my omnipotent will, operating will, it slips away from everything. It triumphs over everything. And with its light, it forms its throne of everlasting glory in the soul who gives it the freedom to operate. Do you see what Jesus is saying? Oh, the power of my operating divine will. It slips away from everything. It triumphs over everything. And with its light, it forms its throne of everlasting glory in the soul who gives the divine will the freedom to operate. So you see why Jesus wants us to make this vow on Ascension Thursday. Take my human will to heaven. In return, give me the divine will. I want you, basically, Jesus, to vow to die to yourself. You're not in charge anymore. God is in charge. I want you to die to your passions. Now the virtues are going to be yours. I want you to die to everything of the earth. Why? Because heaven is yours. See, it's to get ready to prepare. This is Paris Island for us, for the Marine Corps. It's to get through this training that God is asking us to really possess this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. Why? Because the kingdom is coming and he needs us. He says, I want you to work with Louisa to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So when that great day event, when that great event happens, everyone will be able to embrace it. Because he says, right now, humanity is very far from me, Jesus says. He said to Louisa, would you stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach, basically, for his Hebrews? But would you stand in the breach for everyone? And that's what we're doing. We know the children don't have a chance in this world. We know this. And so Jesus says, would you stand in the breach for them? Would you give your fiat in their name, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future? Would you begin to learn, to study, to read, to put into practice, to love this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies? So it begins to reign in you because it will begin to reign in them. See, God has chosen us to be alive at this time to help all the world, to help all the world. And this is such a great joy. It's such a great joy to begin to live this life. So Jesus says, you must know that its power is so great that it makes all centuries one. And its empire extends everywhere in all acts. It makes one single act. The centuries disappear before its power, and all the good acts of humanity are nothing other than many atoms united together. They form that one single act. They recognize its divine power. Prostrate at its feet, they form the glory, the adoration of all human generations to this supreme will of God. That's our job. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So if you're the only one in church in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the monstrance, you represent all mankind. And Jesus is saying, would you pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, as I did on the cross, as Mary did at the foot of the cross? Would you be willing to do this more than what the saints have done? And when we say yes, God goes good. We will bring about the regeneration of the human family. And see, that's why he says, I could give you a no greater gift than this, a no greater apostolate than this. Volume 31, 1, 6, 1933. My daughter, one who does the divine will in doing her acts, pour herself into the divine will. And there is not one particle of her being that does not take its place in the supreme will. Everything, every thought, every word, every deed, we take place. It takes place in the supreme will of God. We want to do nothing by ourselves. And then everything that God has created, everything that God has done and shall do, all in being all enclosed in my divine will, pours itself completely as one single act over the act of humanity in such a way that her act remains filled, embellished, surrounded with everything that my divine will has done, shall do, and so much so, and that all the divine acts appear impressed, fused, circumfused in the act of the creature. So what Jesus is saying is, when you desire this, everything begins to happen the way it happened with Jesus and Mary. It's little by little. And the more that you learn how to do this, Jesus says, the more it's going to expand your capacity to embrace more. The more that you want this gift to reign in you, the more Jesus is going to explain how he is going to do this. Psalm 31:2-12, 1933. It would have been absurd and not the way, ways of being, of perfect being, if our own to create and living beings and not to love them. So Jesus says, as God, he has to love us. He has created us in his image and likeness. He says, on the contrary, first we love them. We make our love run as prime act, and then we issue them to the daylight as a birth. So it's this being reborn that's happening, outpouring and triumph of our love. And if it were not so, the creation would have been of unbearable weight for us and not of glory and of honor. So he says, everything's going to turn back to the glory and honor and praise of God. Everything is going to turn back. Volume 32, 4:23, 1933. When the soul disposes itself to do my divine will and to follow it, all the things it has done compete in order to enter into that act. So what God is saying is everything in creation, everything in redemption, everything is entering into that sanctification to compete with the soul who wants to live in the divine will. In fact, being a single act, it does not have to detach acts. It does not have detached acts. And therefore, everything it did in order of creation and of redemption in the angels and in the saints, it encloses everything in the work of the creature, the soul, that operates in the divine will. Because if it gives itself, it does not give itself by half, but in its entirety. So God is asking us to dive into this infinite ocean of love and to drown. He says, I want you to participate in everything. Now, what we normally do is we get in and we go, I got to do something. I want to do something. And God goes, you know, you still haven't acquired the divine taste, the divine life that I want you to possess. And that's what Louisa did. Louisa was taught, God put her in bed. She did not eat, drink, or sleep for 70 years, Father Archbishop Piccieri says. 70 years to train her to live this abundant life. And that's why our God is asking us, are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? Are you willing to trust God? Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I hope in you. As we read, study, and put this into practice. So he says in Volume 32, 8:13, 1933, you must know that my divine will keeps ever ready a new act to give to humanity, to give to each human. But if she does not live with the divine will, she does not acquire the habit of doing her acts united with my divine will in order to make of them one single act. So it cannot give it. First, because the soul would not be worthy to receive it. And second, because the soul would not understand the value of the great gift that she is receiving and would not have the virtue of absorbing it into herself as her own life. So Jesus says, he needs us to be worthy of this gift. How? By reading, studying, putting this into practice, to know the value of this. The divine volition is ever ready, a new act to give to humanity, to each soul if they want it. But if you don't live with the divine will, if you don't possess this, you don't acquire the habit of doing her acts of the divine will. That's why I love the calendar. Every day, Jesus teaches us more and more how to live in the divine will. Every day, he shows us how to live this life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. And little by little, we want this more and more. He doesn't overwhelm us with who he is. He gives us glimpses. And each page that you reach, you know, that you read is a truth. It's a promise. It's a lesson. It's a gift that God is giving to humanity. Each page that you read, you're just filled with more of a desire to read more of a desire to possess this. And he says, you wouldn't be worthy if you don't possess this, because you wouldn't understand the great value that you're receiving. So the more that we read, the more we become accustomed to this language of heaven. The more we become accustomed to this language, the more God is working. So this is what he's saying. Volume 32, 10, 15, 19, 33. See then the great difference that exists between the divine will as life and that as effect as life, all goods, the virtue, the prayers, the love, the sanctity, convert into nature the creature. They are fonts that form in her and constantly spring in such a way that she feels within herself the nature of love, the nature of patience, the nature of sanctity. So again, as you're learning, there's a great difference between the divine will as life. And he says, as life, all the goods, all the virtues, all the prayers, all the life, all the sanctity convert into nature of the soul. And they are fonts that form in the soul that constantly spring in such a way that the soul feels within herself the nature of love, the nature of patience, the nature of sanctity. And just as she naturally feels the mind thinking, the eye seeing, the mouth speaking, it becomes part of your nature by grace that God is doing this. So the more that we read, the more he's changing our misery, our weakness, our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin, our human imperfections into being more like Jesus and Mary. Again, nobody possesses the fullness of this yet. This is offered to us. So he says, there is no effort in this because God gave them to her as her nature, and she feels free to make use of them, the use that she wants. So you want to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You want to pray the rounds. You want to read the volumes. You want to learn this. It becomes your life. In the same way, by possessing the divine will as life, everything is holy. Everything is sacred. The difficulties end. The inclination to evil no longer exists. This is the path we're on. We all go to confession each week. Why? Because the inclination to evil still exists. Our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. And Jesus says, I'm going to heal you of this, divinely heal you of this. And even if she changes her actions and now she does one thing and now another, the unitive virtue of my divine will unites them together and they form one single act with the distinction of many various beauties for as many acts that the soul has done. Every thought, every word, every deed. It's an explosion of I love yous that are going to the throne of God. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. The whole world is being affected. When we look at the world right now and say everything seems to be falling apart, no, not at all. God is getting everything in order. Volume 32, 11, 10, 19, 33. My blessed daughter, in my celestial fatherland reigns, in my celestial fatherland reigns one and universal act. One is the will of all. Whatever, listen to this, whatever one wills, the other wills as well. You know, in a family, the father wills something, the mother wills something, the children will something, and there's confusion in the house. Jesus says, in my family, we will all be one, one mind, one heart, one faith. Everyone, whatever one wills, the other wills as well. So that's what God is training us to do. No one changes action or will. Each blessed feels my divine will as his own life. And because they all have one single will, it forms the substance the happiness of the whole of heaven. It's heaven. And heaven is coming to earth. So what's happening in heaven in the divine will is beginning to happen on earth. And as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, a whole new beginning happens for all of humanity. So as you read, the world is changing. The world is getting ready for the kingdom. But do you know who it is that does not feel the life of heaven in her soul and does not feel the universal act, the one force of my divine will? The one who does not let herself be dominated by my divine will, Jesus says. Giving it no freedom to reign. It is this soul that indeed changes action, love, and human will at each moment. It is not my divine will that changes. It cannot change. But it is that creature that changes because living of human will, the soul has no virtue nor capacity to receive the universal and single act of my divine will. And poor one, the soul feels mutable, without firmness and good, always like an empty reed that has no strength to withstand the slightest blow of the wind. Jesus is saying that this is all changing now for the souls who are living in the divine will. Again, we don't possess it fully. We don't possess it fully. The more that we read, the more that we study, the more that we put this into practice, the more we begin to live that true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's what's coming to the earth. And as we read it in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, everyone's receiving it little by little. Everyone is. The world is changing. The world can never be the same anymore. Why? Jesus says, when the book of heaven comes out, it will change the face of the earth. The book of heaven came out in 1996. It went to Corrado, to the archbishop, but also went to Mexico City. And Our Lady speaks to her beloved priest. She says, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary will begin in Mexico City. And it was Acuna's gift that he read 1 through 19 in Italian, and they learned Italian. And when 20 through 36 came, they read it all. First group to read all 36 volumes. The triumph began in Mexico City. What's the triumph? We become like her son, image and likeness. Little by little, it's not the fullness yet. When that fullness happens, Jesus says, the world is going to shake. Some are going to shake with joy and ecstasy. Others are going to shake with fear and trepidation. Then what's coming? The world can never be the same anymore. The kingdom is coming. The 2,000 years of praying the Our Father is being fulfilled with those souls who are reading the book of heaven. Jesus says the book of heaven is for everyone. But he says to Louisa, in reality, it's for those souls who want it, only for those souls who want it. And hopefully we want this. This is what God is waiting for. Volume 33, 2:10-19:34. The soul in our divine will places it in the condition of acting as the repeater of its works. We're repeating what Jesus did. Jesus is repeating in us what we have done. Jesus breathed in my breathing. You take a breath. It's Jesus breathing. Jesus beat in my heart beating. It's Jesus' heart that's beating. He takes us at our word. Jesus is saying this, the soul in our divine will places the divine will in the condition of acting a repeater of its works while it repeats them and endows the one who gave it the occasion. And since the creature is incapable of giving us all in one act, that for us it has formed one single act, her littleness, that's us. We're little, we're insignificant, we're hidden, as Father Bucci said. Her littleness keeps moving about within our holy divine will. And now she takes one of our works, now another. And with the dominion that our will gives her, she descends into the incarnation of the Word. You can be in Bethlehem when you pray the Holy Rosary. You can be in Cana when you pray the Holy Rosary. You can be in Jerusalem when you pray the Holy Rosary. Oh, how beautiful it is to see her soul invested with his love, pearled with his tears, adorned with his wounds, possessing his prayers. This is the bilocation that Jesus says is he gives to every soul in the divine will. Volume 33, 4, 28, 1934. You must know that when my divine will doesn't act, it calls all creatures into the act. We call in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. We got to remember this. It's not me. It's what Jesus wants all of humanity to do. And would you basically be the voice that God hears everyone praying in the divine will? And when we say yes, he goes, good. Watch what I'm going to do now. It wants them all with itself to give each one the good which that act possesses. So all are enclosed within its act and receive the good of the divine inheritance of the Father. We see, again, volume 20 through volume 36 is to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. With this difference, that one who is there in our divine will voluntarily and out of love becomes the possessor of the divine will. While for the one who is not, that good is not lost, but it waits for its heiress. Who knows? She may decide to live in the divine will so as to give her the possession of the divine will. Nevertheless, out of generosity, fully divine, we give her the interest of the good assigned to her, that is the effects, so that she may not die of hunger for the goods of her God. See, God is feeding us with the divine will. And as the more that we enter into this divine will in the name of everyone and everything, those souls who at this point, Jesus says, can't live in the divine will because their human will is so strong, Jesus says, those souls will have the possibility of one day saying yes. So think about the renewal of the face of the earth, the regeneration of the face of the earth. That's what Jesus has given to Louisa. And now Jesus is saying to us, do you want to participate in this as well? I've given it to Louisa. Do you want to participate in this? What does Louisa possess? The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Again, what an amazing time. What an amazing time to be alive. In fact, our divine will by its own nature possesses the universal virtue, the Catholic virtue. And therefore, in each of its acts, it calls all of humanity. It embraces all of humanity. It involves all of humanity. It offers the divine goods to all of humanity. Embraces all of humanity, Jesus says. Think about this. He's saying, I want everyone to re-enter this universal life. This life that I breathed into Adam. This life, this true life of Jesus and Mary. Again, symbol and image of this is the sun in the sky that, having been created by my fiat with its universal virtue, offers its light to everyone. It denies it to no one. And if anyone did not want to take the good of its light, the sun does not destroy the light that belongs to that person, nor can it destroy it, but it waits. And when the person decides to take the good of its light, it does not deny itself. It immediately gives itself until that one makes up his mind to take the good of the light directly. So here Jesus is saying, with the divine will, is do this in the name of everyone and everything. So when people wake up, they will say, yes, I want this life. See, everyone's going to become Catholic. Jesus says that to Louisa in the last chapter of volume 24. Everyone, first the Jews, then the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants, the atheists, everyone will say, I want this life. That's what's coming. So again, but it waits when the person decides to take the good of the light, it does not deny itself. It immediately gives itself. And until that one makes up his mind to take the good of the light directly, it gives him the interest by means of other created things. In fact, in all created things, the sun holds its prime act. To some, it gives fecundity and maturation. To some, development and sweetness. There is not one created thing to which the Son does not give something of its own. So here Jesus is saying everything's going to be changed. Everything's going to be happening. And he needs us to cooperate. Volume 33, 5, 6, 1934. And again, what's really, you got to wait here for a second. What's really important is there's going to be a new beginning that's happening for everyone. And God is asking us to bring this about. He needs us to cooperate so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. This is what our God is asking. So here we are, volume 33, 5, 6, 1934. Hear then, redemption. The head wants to heal the members and bind them by dints of pain and of death so that they may avail themselves to the virtues of the head. So here, Jesus is now explaining redemption. The head wants to heal the members and bind them by dints of pain and of death so that they may avail themselves to the virtues of the head. So Jesus is the one who died. And Jesus is the one who took our place, okay? So Our Lady, the mother wants to reunite the children and to make herself known. And that's what Our Lady's been doing for the last 2,000 years. And that's why if go to luisafigueroa.me there, and there's other websites that show all the scriptural passages that prove that what the Catholic Church is saying about Our Lady is true. So Our Lady wants to make herself known to constitute her children heirs of what she possesses. And here is the necessity of time in such a way that while redemption came out of the kingdom of my divine will as prime act, redemption shall serve as powerful means in order to communicate to the souls the kingdom that the head, Jesus, possesses. One and the other shall hold hands. And besides, if I, God, so much love, want and insist that creatures would have my divine will alone as their sole principle in all things, I myself, then, who possesses the life of it, and it was to descend from heaven to earth, and it would cost me so much, was I not to give primacy to my divine will? So here Jesus is saying that what he has done for humanity by dying on the cross is now given to us. Redemption needed to take place. Jesus said, I rose from the dead so that people will rise from the death of their human will to live in God's holy divine will again. Oh, my daughter, this says that my divine will is not known in the depth of the earth yet. While one act of my divine will has more value than all creatures united together, and this is so certain that it is from my divine will that redemption received life, while redemption had no virtue to give life to my divine will. Okay, so here Jesus says redemption was part of repairing, basically bringing back humanity. The sin that Adam committed was now was paid. Okay, now Jesus says now is the time for sanctification to take place. So again, that's what Jesus is asking. He says, my fiat is eternal. It has no beginning, and either in eternity or in time. While redemption had its beginning in time, and since my divine will has no beginning, and it alone can give life to everything, therefore, by its own nature, it holds primacy over everything. And there is nothing that we, Triune God, do in which we don't have as our primary purpose, that our divine will have its life. Our divine will dominating, our divine will operating, our divine will reigning. That's what Jesus is doing with Luisa. He's getting us ready for this new and divine way of holiness that is coming to all of humanity. But you say that its fruits of redemption can be seen while nothing appears to those of the kingdom of the divine will. So Luisa is saying, we see what you did in redemption. Why can't we see anything in sanctification? Jesus says this, this says that our divine will ways are not yet comprehended. We do minor things in order to give the place to our major works to realize our primary intent. So what Jesus is saying here is we don't understand yet that what the divine will is the greater gift than redemption. Think about that. Greater than redemption. Sanctification is greater than redemption. So what Jesus tells Louisa is creation isn't completed yet. Why? Because redemption needed to take place. But redemption isn't completed yet. Why? Sanctification has to take place. The whole reason for the fiat lux is for creation, redemption, and sanctification to take place. Sanctification is greater than, see, every leaf on a tree is an I love you from God to us. Every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water is an I love you. It's filled with I love yous in all of creation. Jesus says there's more I love yous in redemption than in creation. All the love, the tears, the sweat, the blood of Jesus, what Mary went through is greater than creation. But sanctification is greater than creation and redemption combined. Why? We are participating. Every human being is participating in entering into this gift in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, to give God all the glory, all the love, all the praise that our God so rightly deserves. It's an explosion of I love yous from earth to heaven. It's every human being, every thought, every word, every deed. This is why in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, is important for us. It's important for us. The kingdom is being established on earth as it is in heaven, in us as it is in heaven. And the Lord is asking us, beginning to let the divine will reign. So we'll end this and be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son. An hour and 15 minutes. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.